Welcome to the Fuller Money Audio Commentary. This is David Fuller on Wednesday, the 31st of January, recording at 7:07 p.m. Greenwich Mean Time. Now, first the highlights. Stock markets, a bit wobbly in here. And we saw, for instance, the Hang Seng Index down 1.73%. So it's not resuming its uptrend in the short term. China also came back quite sharply following a politician's comment that the market was overvalued. Owen's done an interesting piece on that subject today. And what else? Europe closed down, not with any big declines, but easier on the day. But as I speak, the Dow's close to the high of the day, up 34, S&P up a fraction, NASDAQ down a fraction. And government bonds, they're excuse me, steadier in here today, modest rallies. Now the better action, the more dramatic action is about to come in terms of what's happening here today. The dollar, bit of a wobbly day here. It started off firm and has eased recently. Give you an example. The euro dipped down to 129.25, then rallied up to 130.19. It is currently 130.09. And the dollar index, I think, must have been up about 25 ticks, now down 25 ticks at 84.74. In the petroleum sector, now crude has been all over the place. First it dipped, got down to 55.75, then it moved up to 57.80 and is currently at 57. That's up 3 cents in here. And gold, this is interesting, dipped down when the dollar was stronger to 640.278. That was this morning. Currently it's 652.70, and it has been $2 higher. Ditto silver, dipped down to 1327, currently 1356 after 1370. And pretty much the same story repeated in the others. Palladium, I'm glad that I pulled that stop, which I mentioned I pulled yesterday, because that dipped down to 1332, but is currently 1341.50 on the March contract, which I hold. Okay, industrial metals. Big rebound in here today. They had been quite weak during the two previous days. And this is an example, nickel is back above 37,000, not quite offsetting yesterday's decline, but it's the lion's share of it, and it bounced at the right point. Chart remains consistent. And soybeans, which, they've lost their gains. They've had a good gain yesterday, and they're currently down a cent as I speak. Wheat was one of the steadier grains at least a few moments ago. Okay, what's going on here? Well, stock markets, as far as I'm concerned, this is some reversion to the mean time, not in terms of earnings, although earnings have come down in some countries, although notably not India. You'll see an interesting report on that subject today. But we have certainly seen earnings in the U.S. They're now coming in a little bit, but I don't think that's anything to panic over. The mean reversion that I'm talking about here is really stock markets pulling back to their 40-week moving averages. I've illustrated this on a couple of occasions and talked about it. More than that, if you go in and put up the 200-day moving average on the weekly charts. That's the same as a 40-week moving average, but it's listed as days. And you will note that so many stock market indices had pulled too far above that long-term rising moving average, that trend smoothing device, and they're susceptible to sideways ranging and or reactions back towards that moving average. That's what normally happens. And I've been talking, as you know, for a couple of months now about somewhat bigger reactions and more ranging activity, and that's the environment that we're in. I don't see any big blowout here, but I think that stock markets will be, if we're lucky, they'll become a bit dull for a while. If we're unlucky, then we'll get more scary volatility in here. My guess is that we'll get a little bit of volatility, but certainly nothing remotely close to May and June at this time. At this time of the year, and I'm talking about May and June last year, of course, and that I'm not too concerned about the downside risk in stock markets, but I think a dull performance, say that's best case scenario for stock markets, will create interest elsewhere. Might help to steady the government bond markets, some of which are oversold. In the short term, that would be the U.S. Treasuries, the Euro bunds, the Australian bonds, the gilts, not the JGBs. So they could steady a little bit because they've taken quite a pummeling recently. But the main beneficiary, I think, would be the precious metals and the resources sector generally. Because people are moving away from expectations for lower interest rates. They are seeing growth forecasts being upgraded once again, and the global economy remains synchronized in a period of GDP expansion. That's not going to change anytime soon, or I'll put it this way, we won't see sufficient interest rate hikes to bite seriously into that. And so we've got strong growth overall, and that will be bullish with now that stock markets are off the boil for a while. Momentum investors, they go where the action is, and remember, it's a global beauty contest, and if stock markets aren't the top performing asset play, then people will look for something else, and it might well be some of these resources, including precious metals, or perhaps led by precious metals. So that's really quite interesting at this stage. Also, taking gold on its, you know, I've been posting those charts of gold and other currencies. I've posted some of silver and other currencies. Well worth having a look at those in the chart library at your leisure, where you can see them all. And we've got gold now back above that 650 level. Remember, there's lateral resistance there, and it's currently trading at 653.25. That's bullion. Now, that's up almost $6. And that's interesting because that's a new sort of recovery high since the whole May-June blowout occurred in precious metals, coincident with the setback in stock markets. But precious metals went through a much more lengthy support building process, and that is now beginning to support, it's beginning to sustain some of these rallies that we're seeing. But so if gold can stay above the 650 level, consolidate, and then push on higher in here, that will certainly attract a lot of attention and a lot of interest, and David will leverage up his positions on that basis. Meantime, I'm continuing to baby steps trade that silver a bit. I took took a profit in here today on a recent purchase. So I use that lighten on the rallies, try to buy back on the setbacks strategy. I'll continue with that. And again, silver, we've seen it consolidate above the $13 level and now break up out of that consolidation. So that's looking fine. Platinum is near its recent rally highs in here right now. And palladium lagging, but it's not doing all that badly. Industrial metals, I mentioned, after 2 days of taking a beating, they've picked up in here today. I may decide to roll my loss-making zinc position forward to tomorrow, given this evidence in here today. So that's interesting. Dollar, I mentioned, had taken a wobble, and but this is not yet the downward dynamic that would provide convincing technical evidence of weakness. I wouldn't be surprised to see that at any day. Sometimes it doesn't happen, but it usually does. In other words, you can get weakness without the dynamic, but usually you do get the dynamic. Crude oil, following that big upward dynamic that we saw yesterday, now it's back on the upside here. It's 57.40. That's up 43 cents. Still short covering coming in there. Technically, this looks pretty interesting to me. I could justify a long position in here, but I've got my big trades in these precious metals, and I don't like to have too many things going at the same time, or I get a little bit careless, can't monitor it all with the same degree of effectiveness. And what I did notice today, though, I had a look at the Investec Global Energy funds, and it's impressive how well they held up when the oil market was actually taking a beating. So if they held up that well, I wouldn't be at all surprised if they didn't perform quite well, or at least respectably, as the oil price moves back up. Oh, gosh, I just noticed the Dow up 82, and that has just exploded here in the last few minutes. And of my annoyance, I got stopped out by a whisker in my Japanese Nikkei long. If you have it, I hope you're still long, because that's one of the better looking stock markets overall. But were Wall Street to close up 80 or so, and that would help to steady some of these other markets, which are ranging. Remember, they're not in downtrends, they're just ranging here overall. And that's the environment that I expect to continue. So another really fascinating day in the markets, and I can't wait for more excitement tomorrow. Meanwhile, all the best.